I believe, yet I doubt, in mundane matters as much as in those of faith. There are three interrelated reasons why I'm generally a doubting Thomas. The first is that nuns running the convent school in Peshawar, Pakistan, in 1936, demonstrated to me, aged four, that Christian Protestants differed from Christian Roman Catholics. Living in then British India also caused me to recognize that Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, and Parsis manifestly lived and died in faith, but in communities apart from one another. The second and third reasons relate to events after returning to Britain in 1939. I learned in the winter of 1942-43 through family connections with a German Jewish British Army Pioneer Corps unit that German supposed Christians were killing Jews en masse. The scale became common knowledge in 1944-45. Living in a military environment in 1946 through 1948, I learned how Jews and Muslims were killing one another in Palestine, in part because of their religious beliefs and practices. Also in 1947, on the partition of British India, I learned of the massacre of Hindus and Sikhs in Rawalpindi, Pakistan, where individuals who had been kind to me were probable victims. In brief, religious believers in the right circumstances will kill those held by them to be non-believers. The third element stems from propaganda. I became aware of German broadcasts from Hamburg in 1939. In Dover, early in 1940, I witnessed convoys of troops moving to the docks in trucks with propaganda messages scrawled on their sides, as the soldiers sometimes sang, "We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line." Then, at the end of May 1940, as we were leaving Dover on government urging, I saw an utterly dejected French soldier who had been rescued at Dunkirk. There was no victory in northern France in 1940. Exposure to propaganda in print, on film, and over the air continued. Radio Prague, Radio Moscow, Radio Peking, The Voice of America, RTE Dublin. My conclusion? Truth is elusive and subject to manipulation. Religious bodies are not opposed to adapting their message. Muslims recognize Jesus not as the Christ, but as a prophet. Yesu bin Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary. The rugby-playing XRAF Sky Pilot Vicar, who prepared me for confirmation in 1947, pointed out that custom was the sole basis for the then exclusion of women from the sanctuary, except possibly to clean it. Theologians and atheists regularly cast doubt on the Immaculate Conception and the resurrection as the Bible explains it, without acknowledging that scientific truth does not recognize any positive basis for any faith, all of which advocate acceptance of the impossible. I know why I have doubts about faith, about politics, about people's motivations. I do not yet know why I have faith, confirmed in my case in part by the ministrations of the Sky Pilot Vicar and the example of two other men, Vatemi, or so-called chiefs. Both of these men had pagan religious responsibilities before they came in contact with missionaries. Thereafter, one lived as a Roman Catholic, but declined baptism because he refused to put away the second wife he had had to take in order to carry out his traditional religious duties. The other lived strictly according to the rigid tenets of the Evangelical Protestant Africa Inland Mission, but was never baptized because he believed his people upheld their traditional beliefs and needed the traditional ceremonies to continue. One guide set me on my path. Two others have helped me along it. However, when I probe the reason why I respect the Vatemi, my personal confusion mounts. I do not know why I have faith, but I do know that I have had it since the age of 7. I knew people on the Yorkshire, and on 17th October 1939, I witnessed the torpedoing and sinking of that ship. To this day, I cannot sing William Whiting's hymn, "Eternal Father, Strong to Save," without breaking up. Thank you.